Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, a conversation of love, life, and relationships.
Hello and welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. This is Benita.
And this is Ellis.
Welcome back to our weekly conversation about love, life, and relationships. How are you, Doc?
I am attempting to live the good life.
Hey. Looking good to me.
Hey, well, thank you. Good. So you look good. Hey, let me tell you. I saw you last night, little white dress on. Hey, you know, showing off the shoulder, you know, that little calf popping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't going to say nothing because I was going to say it today, but just saying.
All right.
Looking mighty grown over
there.
Thank
you. You know, I was out there advertising my wine, exclusive white. This is not a shameless plug because I have no shame.
Say it again. Say that
no
again.
No shame up in here. I'm going to need you to pick up a bottle. If you are not in Virginia, go to shoecrazywine.com and order you a couple bottles. We can ship to
and what's the name of the
34
wine?
States. It's called Exclusive White.
And so why did you name it Exclusive White?
So it was my weekend event that we do. It's called the Exclusive Blacklist.
All right.
That we feature all African-American winemakers, spirit makers, and food of chefs.
And how long you been doing that?
Well, this year, 2020, was year six. You know,
we're going to do it again in 2021.
We're going to modify 2021.
ain't going to be no virtual.
I ain't going to be ready to go outside in February 2021. I'm going to still be up in here. But it was because, you know, we do need to support Black winemakers. And some we're making great wine. It ain't like we asking you to buy Ripple.
Or Barefoot. You know,
yeah, I mean, we're making really good wine.
But Ripple is, you know, Ripple was all right back in the day. Who made Ripple?
I don't know. I don't know, Fred, Grady, Bubble.
And Lamont was a hustler. Lamont was on the hooch. He put him in the back of the truck.
That's right. So I don't know. So Exclusive White was kind of born out of that, just keeping the exclusive theme. And so that's where it came from.
Well, you look very beautiful.
Thank you.
Very, very sexy.
Thank you.
And I want to let you know that I need to check whoever's been hitting you up in your inbox.
The inbox has been called crazy. So
I know.
So this is what I would say about my inbox. I'm not them girls. I ain't putting brothers on blast, but I'm entertained. Okay. So, but I do need y'all to change our profile pictures to some real pictures. Don't be putting no symbols, because I'm going to need to see what you look like. Okay. So, look, y'all know I've been chatting with you, because I ain't no thing. I love a conversation. I can talk all day. Y'all don't make me get an OnlyFans page. Keep playing with me.
A few weeks ago, you told me the inbox was dead.
Well, nobody in there, right? I should have posted this. I just took a picture Friday,
though. Oh, it's been popping.
Yeah.
It's been popping. That's why I ain't saying anything inappropriate.
And between books and bottles, you know, the show that I do, that gets attention. Look, everybody an author, right? So folks keep sending me books and stuff. You know, they want me to read. Yeah. But, it's all good. So I'm feeling the love. I took some others, but I'm going to hold it because I got a blacklist, exclusive blacklist box that we're going to be promoting after the holidays we're going to sell. Mm-hmm. That'll have black wines in it.
You have your exclusive blacklist in a box of wine?
For the exclusive blacklist, we're going to sell a box. It's going to be four wines in it.
I thought you were talking like it's going to a box.
No. Actually, the RBA Black Farmers Market, I got to give a shout out to Navy and to you for allowing her to host it at your church. It's over for this season, but she is doing boxes for the next few months. So she has some of the vendors that are participating. Their goods will be in the boxes folks can order products and have it delivered or shipped, and Exclusive White will be an option in one of the boxes.
That's a great idea. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So we work.
Y'all be doing that. Yeah.
We got, with COVID, I just did an interview with SBA an hour ago, and we were talking about, it's on a podcast, and I'll send out the link. We were talking about COVID and pivoting. You know, you got to figure it out. Yeah, you know, a year ago, I had a job. You know, now I don't.
I like
so we got to figure it out. So we're figuring it out.
You got gotta pivot.
Yep. Navy was telling me this morning, I was arguing with the North Carolina employment folks. You know, they owe me a lot of money at this point. And she was like, girl, just forget about it. She's like, Uncle Sam ain't never cared about us. Mm. We got to figure it out. And she ain't lying, you know. And fortunately, you know, I have enough skills and things that I've been able to do and enough friends who support me, you know, doing what it is I do, that I haven't lost much sleep.
Right.
Worrying about that. But, you know, she's absolutely right. So I'm going to figure it out.
You got to pivot.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out.
I'm working on a book. Mm. So speaking of books, I have your book on the table because it's in line to be on Books and Bottles. So
okay.
To our listeners, mm-hmm. y'all make sure y'all get Doc's book. And it's called Won't He Do It?
Yes. Yes. Please go by and get it. the sequel is soon to come out again. We got another one coming out hopefully by the end of January, maybe February.
How do you focus to sit down and write?
Well, truth of the matter, I wrote 3 books last year.
Okay.
And so I'm just revising those. Wrote 1 book before COVID, so I'm kind of revising it. I mean, I got a lot to say, and so I always journal.
Okay.
And that's why sometimes my Facebook posts are kind of all over the place. So I've learned to, you know, stop putting so much on Facebook and just
make, you know. Oh, you stop. You cut back?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Oh, yes. I mean, imagine if I let it all go out.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I put a lot, you know, to just thinking. And I enjoy thinking. But, you know, the challenge is trying to make some of it appropriate and trying to make, you know. So I was listening to Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
So I was raised up on Red Fox, mm-hmm. right? Mom's Maybelline. Dave Chappelle is someone that knows how to say the inappropriate thing appropriately.
Okay.
And I have not learned that yet. Okay. And so once I can learn to say the inappropriate thing appropriately, then I will unleash.
Okay. All right. Thoughts. So you're aiming towards your Dave Chappelle-ism.
No, I'm just learning how to express myself authentically and not give 2 craps about what people think and trying to just be true to myself. And I realized in order to do that, I got to filter certain things because everything ain't open for the public. Some of my thoughts don't need to be shared.
Okay.
I had to tell my mother, you know, my children that, like, I don't need to tell you everything, because if I told you everything, you may not like me at all. Mm. But yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's another conversation, because we do have to figure out, like, when we say authenticity, you know, do we filter authenticity?
I think you have to. Okay. And at least for me, because there was a time in which I did not filter it. And it sets off a whole lot of fires.
So do you feel like, and this ain't the topic of our show, y'all, but this is going somewhere. I want to talk about this. Do you feel like because you are a bigger person in physical size, you're a tall man, you're a big guy, that you can't be as authentic as I can being 120 pounds, 4'11"?
Let me just be real, break it down to you. I think because you are a black woman, and me being a black man, regardless of my size, I can't be James Evans. I got to be Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. They're not going to like me as James Evans.
Okay.
And so I think as a black woman, in particular a black woman, you can say whatever you want to say, and at the end of the day, they're not going to be threatened by you.
Well, I don't know. So I am.
And what I mean by that, I know Sandra Bland, but you don't see on a regular black woman getting beat down the head. Niggas get beat up.
Not by men typically, but we beat up each other. You know, I'm talking to a brother tonight when I'm recording Books and Bottles, and his book is called, oh gosh, I wish I could tell you. He's upstairs.
Well, let me interject this while you're thinking about that. So I saw this video of a trans man in Atlanta. They beat him senseless. They beat him for whatever reason. but they beat him senseless. And I said to myself, whether, no matter what's going on with the man, at any point in time, we would turn on him. Then I saw another situation where in New York, a group of kids beat up that girl. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, how were they raised? And all these boys were raised by Black women, but they beat up this girl. And so I understand that Black women are getting beat, Black girls are getting beat, but I just oftentimes wonder if a Black woman is less vulnerable and safe than a Black man, then we have a problem. So I mean, physically, in terms of not verbally or emotionally, just physically, if that is the case, please educate me now.
I just feel like we get beat up by everybody. And that, and it's not necessarily physical. In the book that this brother wrote, that we're gonna talk about tonight, he had a section, it's an interactive workbook, and it's really geared to men and getting well, mental health.
Right.
He had a section about misogyny, and I never thought about misogyny coming from a woman towards another woman. Mm. And so he mentions that in the book. And so I take it back to a few days ago. You know, everybody knows my guilty pleasure is the Real Housewives series, just the Black ones. So they brought up a topic, you know, because some of the women are fair skinned and a couple, maybe three, are dark skinned. And so they were talking about, somebody brought up, a viewer brought up colorism. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so do you feel like the dark skinned sister, one of them, she has 4 degrees. She tell you all the time. And I love her, but she always says she got these 4 degrees. She's Nigerian and she speaks her mind. She's a sharp sister. She's a professor at Johns Hopkins and she's a CNN commentator part-time. They always say she's aggressive. And so she's like, you know, she feels like it's coming because she's a dark-skinned woman, you know. But Ellis, that's true sometimes. And that's why I said, do I not get that? Because I consider myself a dark-skinned woman, but I'm a little woman. If I were a bigger woman, you know, maybe I would come off more, people would take me more aggressive. Because sometimes my mouth is slick. I say things.
Sometimes? Just ask me. I have a poor friend.
But, you know, I'm a small person, so maybe people don't see it as threatening. Because I feel like I may not be as tactful as Dave Chappelle, but I'm authentic and I don't filter a lot because I don't have the capacity. You know, it's too many other things that's going on in my life to worry about your feelings. I'm a classic F your feelings kind of girl.
But I think Nigerians or Africans have a different perception of African America, the Black folk in America. So sometimes they come off very brash anyway. Okay. And do I think colorism still exists in our society, in our community? I do. But I have yet to meet a Black woman, regardless of shade, who has not spoken her mind. Light, black, green, purple,
so, but you
indigo,
call,
nope. Mocha, indigo vanilla, green. I mean, I have yet to meet one, and I have dated all of them, and I love them all.
Okay.
But I have not to meet one.
So you don't, okay. Ooh, so
even
so
biracial ones.
You don't, okay. So you don't say, well, that's good though.
Yeah, so you don't find
those of us who are darker shade to be more aggressive than us.
Hell no. I'm sorry, Mom. My bad. But let me tell you something. It be them light-skinned the ones who be the worst. Them light-skinned the ones. It be the worst. I'm just saying the light-skinned the ones be the worst. I had a conversation with my sons. It don't matter. If they have melanin in them, they gonna say what they need to say.
Okay.
If they have an A at the end of their name, they gonna say what they need to say. If they have a vowel at the end of their name, an A, E, I, O, or U, they got something to say. I'm just saying. I ain't met one yet. Matter of fact, I even know of women of other ethnicities that got their vow at the end of their name and they still got something to say. I think it's in your nature as a female that you're going to have something to say. And you think differently than us men. And so you're going to say something. So I don't know if the colorism, maybe it's a gender thing. And then furthermore, you're not going to win the battle. You're not going to win an argument.
So this leads perfectly into our topic for today.
Don't settle.
So, all right. So we were talking before we hit record about Ella's getting old. Ella's going to be 53, y'all. She getting old. So we were talking about things that we...
You're making me hot. Things fresh at all.
He's stripping. I'm going to take pictures, lady. We were talking about things that we expected earlier in our lives, our 20s, our 30s. Now that we're in our 50s, things aren't that way anymore. So instead of growing old alone, do we settle?
All I'm saying is, I don't know if it's technically settling, but you begin to do a calculated thought of what is worth fighting for.
So everything is an analysis.
Everything is an analysis. It is like where you pick your fruit. You know, I had a situation. I thought I go to Trader Joe's about lemons every Sunday. I buy 4 lemons every Sunday from Trader Joe's every single Sunday. So I bought this lemon, and this lemon looked phenomenal. So I cut the lemon up every morning and every night, and I put it in my water, and I freeze it because I take it to the gym. So this particular lemon, it looked great. And I was like, this one tastes good tomorrow morning. I can't wait. So as I cut that lemon up, for the first time ever in less than in over 5 years, it was a bad lemon. It was a bad lemon. I got pictures of the lemon. I'm going to show you the pictures.
You were devastated. You took pictures.
I was devastated by the lemon.
Why you got to drive all the way to Trader Joe's? I know where you live.
It's only like 7 minutes from me.
7 minutes? You pass other shops.
But at Trader Joe's, I'm paying 20 cents less on the lemons than I do if I go to Kroger's, or Food Lion, or Walmart.
Okay.
So I'm paying 20 cents less. So
My
Trader Joe just went up to 49 cents per lemon.
Oh, that's not bad.
That was good.
I can get a bunch of lemon drops as well.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm just saying. I got vodka.
The point is, it was a bad lemon. And I realized there's nothing I could have done to avoid it getting a bad lemon. But that's just a lemon. But with women and men, you got to take your time and making a choice. Because the outside don't always look good at all. Because that lemon looked perfect until I cut it.
Okay.
And when I cut it, we need a lemon. That's important.
All
right. I don't know how much sense that made, but...
So you ain't gonna settle? Because we talking about settling. You done took us down the whole lemonade.
My bad.
You
should have
gone with Beyonce. You doing lemonade, too.
My bad. I don't know what got into me. I think even when you settle, you don't know what you're getting.
So I think it goes back to, you know, I've said on here that I don't have boxes. I think I've said on here, my therapist said I need to have some boxes. But I graduated from therapy, so I did it without them boxes. But I do need to have some boxes. And so when we talk about the things that we may not get as we get older, but what are the things that we need to have that will make us be okay with not having those things? Let's just be real, ladies. We may not get our backs blown out.
Listen, let me tell you something. What I've come to understand, a woman want her back blown out.
Yeah, but she might not get that. I mean, that's just being real.
Well, I would hope at some time in her life she got her back blown out.
Yeah, but now at 51, 52.
Well, unless you go date somebody like 21, you know, 25.
Right, and so that if that's one of the things. And we say, okay, now we in our 50s. And, you know,
I ain't trying to blow you back out.
I need to date a younger man if that's what I'm looking for. You know, so what are those things? I mean, do we, you know, sometimes the love ain't there no more. Yeah. You know, love ain't everything.
And the sex ain't got to be stupendous every single time. It ain't got to be stupendous once a month. Give me once or twice a year and I'm good.
Are you joking?
Same. The sex ain't got to be that stupendous.
Listen.
I'm just saying. I mean, I think on this side.
Once or twice a year, though. Go back.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is.
Once or twice a year. Birthday and Christmas.
Going to be 53.
How you want it? Birthday and you know, birthdays it, in March. You know, you need to spread right it now. Out.
Sex ain't there. Ain't the top five for me.
Okay.
Matter of fact, sex ain't even top 10. Maybe top 10.
I just want
to
hear your top five.
Yeah. Honestly, top five is peace. Peace. Okay. Number two is conflict resolution. I should say number one is communication.
Okay.
Number two is conflict resolution. Can we resolve conflict? Number three is don't disrupt my peace. Number four is, do you enjoy laughter? Do you have a sense of humor? And number five, this right here is perfect. Do you know when to shut the...
You already said, we sisters, we ain't gonna be quiet, so you gonna,
right.
You gonna leave your race?
Right, but let me tell you why this is important.
Because we ain't gonna be quiet.
But let me tell you why this is important.
And why is it important? Because your mama and your grandma raised you, they be quiet, you used to this.
You gotta let me say that, this is crucial.
I ain't got
her. I know you don't, but you will.
Go ahead.
So it's not that you have to, as long as you know how to. I know you can't, but I love hearing a woman say, well, I would say that, but I'm going to bite my tongue. You got no one to bite your tongue. Because if you don't bite your tongue, I ain't biting my tongue. Right? So that is important to me. And when I find someone, you will say what you want to say, but just know, if you say what you want to say, I'm going to say what I want to say. So I got to learn how to shut up as well. So that's just how you balance that relationship that I've learned for me. But I'm telling you right now, I was raised by women. I know how to keep going. I can go back and forth, and then it gets real grimy and it gets real nasty. But I go for the jugular. I go for the jugular. Like, I had a friend of mine, him and his wife was getting into an argument, and he basically said to her, you don't even get wet anymore. Matter of fact, you stink.
He
kept going. I was like, well, you could have stepped the first. You could have stopped it the first time.
Yeah.
Third time, he said to her, "And you fat." This is after she said to him that you ain't no good. You lazy. You irresponsible. So again, all this comes into a whole batch. End of the day is, are we going to learn to just keep our mouth shut for the sake of relationship?
What she should have told him, I don't get wet from you, and what you smell is Bob. Anyway. So,
what is going on here today?
It's time to take our break. We will be back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. We'll be right back.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. And we are talking about settling. We talk about everything, but this is so fun. I am enjoying this conversation. So I got this friend. I think everybody should have a friend like this. So I got this friend. Mm-hmm. And so he's having fun right now. He's having like big fun in his life. And so we like everything about each other, except for me, you know, right now. He ain't settled, but the women that he be dealing with, they're the kind that like want to show up at your house and stuff. Oh, wow. I don't need that. That's drama. Crazy. I don't need drama. So we always say, we have this thing like, okay, when you 60 or 65, you're going to be ready to be married, and I'm here for you. So that's our thing. So could you have friends like that? Because like we talk about, like we, well, I'm having fun now. I'm good right now. But we talk about in the future, we don't want to be by ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I thought, you know, trying to date a nurse, that you can find somebody you want, who's going to take care of you.
She do that for a living. She try to do that.
Right. She ain't trying to do what she, you know. But I did not think of that until recently. I mean, I only recently began thinking of that because, you know, we're in that age bracket.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my mom take care of her mother and my grandmother. And as I said, you take care of your father. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be a burden. So I try to stay healthy. Yourself,
yeah, you do a good job. I mean, you eat good most of the time. You work out.
I do, but still, I got aches. Like, my knees are like, don't want me to be great.
But I think
that's and my back is tapping the door like, yo, don't look over here.
You know, I told you, I bought Tiger Balm this weekend because my knee, you know, but I think that just comes with age and become, and it's because we're active. You know, it's the same thing. You got the sitting disease, stuff that happens to you when you aren't active. We have different issues in cardiovascular, you know, those types of respiratory. But when you're active, you know, you do deal with, your knees might hurt a little bit, your back.
I don't want to get a knee replacement. I don't want to get a hip replacement. A buddy of mine in the gym, Orlando, I just found he got his hip replaced. And, you know, oh, about 65. I'm like, hey, I don't want my hip replaced.
It's just, you know.
I don't want none of that replaced.
But you out here, I mean, maybe not you anymore, but basketball, golf,
tennis, running.
You know,
all I do is go to the gym.
These pounding exercises.
Yeah, I ain't do that.
Hurt, and they do things to your body.
Yeah, and you know, I know a buddy of mine who blew his knee out, 52, came back, blew out his ACL. I'm sorry, blew out his Achilles. Then the dumb dude came back and blew out his other knee. And I'm like, dude, when are you going to stop? He's like, well, I'm not going to. I'm like, who wants to continue to go through like 2-3 years of rehab at our age?
So... okay, that'll never happen to me because I don't go to the gym. Speaking of not going to the gym, work out. I would give a shout out to my new friend, Teddy. I told him on his post the other day, you ain't got to worry about that because I don't go to the gym. I pour wine. Shout out to Teddy. I want to...
my homeboy, Teddy?
Yeah.
Noah?
Yes.
Teddy Fear Noah? What's his last name? It's Lewis.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Lewis.
It's Lewis. He's going to be my damn cousin. Mm-hmm. But... do we look at the future? I mean, I know I do.
So it's feels, not those feels.
Feels. Oh, yeah. My family's feels, too. We look at people that we're into, at least I do, in terms of health issues. Like, when you're doing things at this point. Now, even though, like, knees and hips and stuff.
I don't take any medication.
Right. But those things are important, yeah. Right? But I look at that more favorably than I look at a person who smokes cigarettes.
Right.
You notice I said drink heavily because I might be on a bubble. Yeah, but smokes and eats poorly because I don't eat poorly. You know, I do things. I put things in my body.
Right.
You know. Wine is good.
I don't. I think, and this is what I believe. I was trying to tell somebody this. I think everything's based off of what we eat and how we handle stress. And so if we're not handling our stress appropriately, then we're going to eat poorly. And so I know I'm a bigger person. I got bigger stature. And so I have to be more cautious. But I also know, too, I cannot be around folk who stress me out. So I got to stay away from those kind of people because they're going to make me do some stuff I don't want to do. I'm going to be eating more. Drinking, smoking, whatever else, just to deal with it. So I just try to keep myself away from people got a lot of drama and chaos.
So
that's crucial to me.
And you're settling. You said you got to have
no drama, no chaos.
Peace. Okay. Cause, yeah. Cause peace what is crucial. That?
So peace, as I said before, being able to keep peace from coming into my life can be resolve the conflict, number one. Number two is, are you a good communicator? Number three is, do you enjoy your peace as much as you enjoy disagreement? Because some people just enjoy the disagreement.
Yeah, some people thrive.
I don't like that. I want to be in agreement. Yeah, I want to be in agreement. And I don't want it to be my way. It doesn't have to be my way. I'm just saying, whatever way it is, let's decide on, let's stick to it. Okay. And if it's going to change, let me know. That's it.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't care.
It seems real congenial.
Yeah, I don't care. But you know, when I was younger, did I care? But now, not at 52, no. What can we maintain? I'm trying to live long.
And that's really important. Because like sometimes we look at, you know, we just want to be with somebody, but there's a cost to everything. And I don't want to pay an exorbitant price, you know, just to say I'm not by myself.
Well, I think some people do that and are willing to do that. I'm just not willing to do that. If I could, I could have stayed where I was numerous times over. And I also had to be mindful that sometimes I am the disruptive one. I am and have been the chaotic one.
I can't imagine.
I know. Shocking.
I know.
Shocking.
I see the halo.
Sad. You know, but as you get older, you realize that you don't want to be that way, especially if you have children. And so just chill. It ain't that serious. Life is not that serious. I think the most important thing with life, in my opinion, is getting up in the morning, open your eyes, and being able to get your feet on that floor by yourself.
How old were you when you got married?
33.
Oh, okay. So you were a grown man.
Yeah,
because I always feel like I was too young. I was 26.
Oh, well, my ex was 25.
Oh, yeah. You robbed the cradle.
I did. I like them young.
Oh, like all them right. Young. Okay.
You know, but listen, black women are black women regardless of age.
Don't make me beat you.
Yeah, ain't no ride, no black woman, babe. This ain't no brown buck. No, it's a wild bronco. You gonna get bucked off.
You know, I didn't know myself. Definitely at 26. And then that person who I was that I didn't know is not the person that I was at 38.
You know, who was teaching us ourselves, you know, when we were that age? I mean, you look at our parents, and I will say this, I think our foreparents were probably the most deceptive individuals in our community. They were always keeping secrets. They were always trying to protect us by not saying the truth about certain people and certain things.
That's true.
And I don't think that they were oftentimes 100 with us as we are with our children. Mm-hmm. So we had to figure some things out. While with us, most of us in our age group, we're upfront and we get into the 100. But I don't think that, you know, my parents knew, or my foreparents knew to be 100. And what they did, you know, they still didn't share.
Well, I think a part of that too is just the, you know, what they were dealing with in terms of, you know, just coming out. I've said a lot of times that we, you know, our generation, we're only a year apart. We're almost like the first free generation. Like we didn't grow up in Jim Crow. So we didn't have some of the fears that our parents had.
Right.
You know, so by the time we went to college,
right,
it was normal to be in schools with other cultures and stuff like that. Whereas our parents didn't experience
the first free generation.
That's how I kind of look at it. And so when we talk about what our parents told us or didn't tell us, it was kind of like a lot of it, they were still trying to protect us because they had to be so protective, you know, when they were coming up and in this world. So I think, you know, not to blame them, they did what they had to do for the time that they were coming up in.
So, well, I've learned that if they knew better, they would have did better, right?
Right.
And I'm still trying to process that and still trying to be as responsible as I can with my own children in my own life. But it's just a different time. It's a different time when you're growing up. It's a different time as me as a man in the world in which we're living in and trying to, you know, not live in fear. But at the same time, I want my sons and my daughters to live a, you know, a free life.
Yeah.
You know, without all kind of other kind of interventions. And it's just, you know, it makes me sit back and say, how was I my first 50 years? And how do I want to be my last 50 years? Like, I don't want to parent or live my life the way I used to live my life.
Yeah.
Because if like it was great, it would have got me where I was.
You know, I often say, you know, my dad was ahead of his time in a lot of ways. Not only being a single parent to a girl in 1974, you know, because that's how long we've been free. I mean, you know, me and him.
You were born?
I was born in 69, but my parents broke up in 1974. And my dad had custody of me, so that wasn't normal.
Gotcha.
So, you know, coming up, you know, my dad was from very rural Virginia, you know, where he was telling me they had to have rock battles with white boys just before they can get home from school.
Rock battles?
Yeah, they had to throw rocks at each other. You know, they had to fight, you know. And my grandmother would beat them because she was scared. You know, that was fear that if something happened between her black sons and these white boys, that could have been
where your father from?
Hanover.
Wow.
Right? So, he said they used to fight. So, you know, my dad is still fighting me. We might have to fight today. Who knows? But coming up, when I wanted to go to Howard, right? Because, you know, my schools that I had gone to where we live were very mixed, but they were mostly white, but still mixed schools. I wanted to go to HBCU. So, you know, my dad ain't never raised his voice at me. You know, his discipline style, I've adopted. I don't raise my voice, but I mean what I say. My dad was my dad. So he just said, you know, I want you to go to UVA. And I'm like, I ain't trying to go. I'm tired of this. You know, I'm sick of what I experienced in high school. I want to do something different. So, I mean, he also said, you know, I was gullible, so I would have been on a pole in D.C., but ain't nothing wrong with being a pole dancer, because I would have been committed to it.
I would have been a pole in D.C., so, ain't nothing wrong with a pole dancer, I would have been committed.
He said, I'm gullible. So, but his thing was, I didn't think I was, but probably.
Were you naive?
I didn't think I was, but probably. You know, you don't think you are back then. You think you know everything. I learned quickly. That's what I'm going to give myself. I learned quickly. I dealt with a lot of older guys who were, they were street people. So I learned the streets very young because this is what, that was the life that I was living. But he wanted me to go to UVA because he's like, I need you to learn what they know.
Right.
And so, because he said, if you're going to live here, you know, that's the school with the strong alumni association, if you're going to be supported, you know, I need you to know what they know. And so me being lazy, you know, thank goodness I'm a little bit lazy. I only applied to one school. I got in. That's like, I ain't doing another application.
And you only applied to UVA?
That's the only school.
That's the only school you applied to? Mm-hmm. Wow. Ain't that something?
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm in. I'm done.
And you went to UVA. You got there, what, 88?
87.
87, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So just saying that to say he was a little bit different. He didn't raise me where some of our parents had the fear factor. He didn't have the fear factor. He was more like, okay, you got to go out here, kick some ass. I got your back, you know, but this is the only way. You can't live in fear. Yeah, and I never told myself no.
Yeah. I mean, my mom wasn't like that. I mean, I wasn't allowed to be afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of anything. But at the same time, coming from Lexington, I always knew who they were and what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think over time, I've realized that I can't settle across the board. So in Lexington, I knew who was who, what was what. But I know I wanted more. I've always wanted more. And I was dating someone in college, not even dating. We had one little interaction. And she said to me, she's a psychologist today, and she was like, Ellis, you would never be content. Like, you would never be settled. You would never be happy. And I'm like, I won't ever be happy. I just always want more. I want more out of life. I want more from my relationships. I always want all that I can possibly get. And I'm not ashamed to say that. So I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, wanting more. I don't think there's anything wrong with not settling. If you want to settle, do what you want to do. You just don't criticize me or anybody else because they want more.
Yeah.
And I don't think people oftentimes know what they want. I've always known what I wanted. And I'm not ashamed to go after it. I was telling, I don't know if I should say this, but I was telling a friend of mine who listened to the show that they should not settle at all, ever. because you only get one life.
So as we're getting older, so how do we translate that into getting older and we don't want to be by ourselves?
Well, what the person I was saying is that if you don't like the people who are in your inbox, then start going out to events. You can meet different kind of people.
That's true. We do have to diversify our activities if we want to meet some different kind of people.
Right.
Now, back to the brothers in my inbox. Y'all take them shirts off. That's what I like.
Y'all take them shirts off.
I might be all right.
You are a genius. You are hilarious. You should be a comedian. You know, we need to put you on the show, on the road, and let you just entertain us and get paid.
So, because this is the thing.
Take the shirts off.
Yeah, take the shirts off. Let me see what you're working with. I need to say, I'm myself. Because I might be all right there by myself.
Yo, and she dead serious, by the way. She dead serious.
I do believe my children will take care of me. I'll be all right. So, yeah, take those shirts off. Let me see what I got. But, you know, I just want to have, I really want quality over quantity, right? Okay. So I don't care if I don't live another 50 years. I don't care. I don't care if I just live another 10. I just want to have a good time in these 10. I want to have a happy and fulfilled 10 years. And so when I'm looking at and I'm meeting people, and I don't have a problem meeting people. I mean, even in COVID, I don't mess with new folks. So I want to, the people that I want to continue to attract to my life, and we do need to talk on a different show about attraction.
Right.
I want to attract people in my life that want to have fun. And the people that I have attracted, we want to have fun.
Right.
So
right.
It's like, it's all that's about
crucial.
that quality of life. You know, I'm not interested. I've turned down relationships with people who are strictly 9-to-5ers. And I want to say that in a bad way, but it's like, you go to work, you come home, we watch TV, we go to bed, and we do it all again tomorrow. One fun thing about my ex-husband, so we work, right? But if there was a concert in D.C. at 10 o'clock at night, we drove to D.C. for the 10 o'clock concert. We got back to Richmond at 2. We was tired as hell the next day going to work, but we had fun.
And how old were y'all?
30-something. I mean, you know, but we had fun.
Yeah, I can't do that now.
I can.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Well, I should say that. I can and I would, but yeah, we got to maybe stop somewhere and sleep.
Listen, we could.
We got to get a hotel.
But even like when I was in Raleigh and we would, you know, he lived there as well. And so sometimes when he was like, all right, where are you? So we both were members of this private club that was maybe 3 blocks from his house. So I would be there by myself, minding my own business, right? And here he come. And the good thing about him coming is he gonna pick up his tag that I've been drinking. So he paid.
And you knew he was coming.
Oh, yeah, he coming. So we go to eat. So the next day, I'm texting him, what we eat last night? You know, because it was just that kind of night. You know, that we had a good time. And I just want to have, fun. Because I work hard by myself.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think our life, we should have fun. But if I have to take care of you at the end of your fun life, then guess what? It ain't going to be fun for me.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't want to have to take care of someone who lived their life the way they want to live their life. Right? And then I'm responsible for that person. Or, okay. I want my children to have to, because I know I'm a handful. I know I'm a handful.
Mm-hmm.
And I want things done the way I want things done. And I think it's wonderful, you know, you have individuals like that. But I just really want to, I just said, not just have fun, but I enjoy the small things. Like, I don't need to be out. I like going to the beach. I like going to the river. I like walking through the parks. I didn't know I like walking through the parks. Mm-hmm. So I just like simple things that I didn't know I really liked at this age of my life. And I'm digressing. I don't know. Going back to Lexington.
No, I think it's all about being spontaneous with whatever you want to do. Like, if you just say, all right, let's roll to the beach. That's an easy hour and a half. you can get in your car and roll to the beach. All you need is gas, money, and time, right?
That's it.
So if I say, okay, if I just happen to be scrolling through Facebook or Instagram and I see that so-and-so is performing tonight in 2 hours, I don't know why we got to make a whole lot of plans to do something in 2 hours. Mm. Let's just go. Let's put the dishes away, put the food away. Let's go. Our kids are grown, so we can eat the dessert first.
So we're talking about spontaneity. You want somebody who's spontaneous?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
And I understand the hard work, because I'm a hard worker too. Being entrepreneurs, we know hard work, and we got to do that. But
it'd be nice to be, you know, match it with somebody that got them B-fits. You know what I'm saying? It'd be nice to be with somebody who got the B-fits. While I'm working hard, you got the B-fits, and we can just, you know, do our thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. That's what we're going to do. All right, so we need to take a break. We're going to give you our little musical selection. And then we're going to be back with Love Wins with Ellison Benitez.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, because all we have is now. Wake up and
we're back with Love Wins with Ellison Benita. You just heard our sister India Ari with A Beautiful Day. That's kind of how we feeling right now, just looking forward to our beautiful day and not settling, but also finding what it is that brings us joy and happiness and living with that. So I've enjoyed this conversation, even though it's been all over the place, but this is how real conversations are.
And this is what we've been having. We've been having a real conversation about various topics that impact our age group. And that's another crucial element for me is, you know, in terms of not settling, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you about the multiple things going on in my mind? If I can only talk about one thing, that's all you know, we ain't gonna make it. We ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, that's true. We gotta get on the same page somehow.
I know a couple that is, they don't talk. They've been married for a number of years and they don't talk. They've been married for like 16, 17 years. And they don't talk. And
I was like, are they happy?
I think on the outside, but
okay, because sometimes not talking is like.
But if you're talking to me about what you're going to talk to your wife about, then you're not happy. Or if you're doing other things, you know, then you're not happy. But if it works, I guess the question is, does it work? If it works for you, that's okay. But happiness and it working are two different things, I believe.
I agree with you. I agree. But you know, there's a balance with everything. Sometimes our communication styles clash. And so I don't need you. I think we got to find how it works. Like if I don't need you to talk to me all the time, you know, you got to find, okay, when's the right time to drop this or to communicate this with her. You know, I got a good friend and I adore him. He doesn't like anybody to be home when he get home from work. Mm. So he likes to come into the house and kind of decompress. Mm. So
hallelujah.
I get that.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and so we've talked about in the past, you know, like living in the same house. And so I was like, okay, so if you're in the same house, I mean, you ain't really going to be able to control when I'm home or not, but I will stay away from you. If I know you need the semblance of living by yourself, you know, he turned the garage into his man cave, sit out there. You know, I'll make sure everything's out there that you need. I ain't gonna come out there while you're there, but everything's there. So you need to sit in there and decompress and do that. But there are a lot of people who be like, why you gotta have time by yourself? You've been at work all day. But you gotta know that person's communication style and what they can handle.
But I keep telling you, you're not like everybody else.
I know I'm a dude.
No, you're not a dude. You're not.
I am.
No, you're not. Now, you a nigga. I mean.
I'm going to tell your mama. Hey, Miss Jackie.
Oh, man. I mean. Oh, my gosh.
No, but it's okay. I mean, I get it.
I mean.
And that's why I said I know I was raised differently. I see things differently.
No, but I don't like when women say I'm a dude. Because I think that minimizes their femininity. I think women are just who understand the struggle of a man. And because you understand the struggle of the man, it's not that you're catering to the man, it's that you understand what we go through as men.
You need space. But if you need that, I'm gonna give you that because there are things that we need to.
But it's not an issue of a man needing space. I think it's more issue for me is that you understand that a man may need space.
Right.
Some men don't need space, right? But they don't know how to say that. But some men just need to be understood. Yeah. And I think you just understand men because you have two boys and you have a father. More importantly, you have an affection for men, period.
Right?
Not everyone has that. So if you get on me, it's not because, hey, Ellis has been careless. You don't want me to do wrong. You don't want me to go down the wrong road as a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is like that. You're not nippy. You're not screaming. I can't see you being that kind of petty. You're not a petty woman.
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think I'm petty.
No.
I
but there are a lot of women who are petty.
Petty takes energy, and I don't feel like I owe anybody other than myself that much energy.
Right.
So I'm not going to invest the energy into anybody.
And you're not insecure.
No, I'm not.
And this is crucial. You're not a know-it-all.
I don't know shit.
Well. You do, but at least you'll understand what you don't know.
Make it up the back going on.
You know what I'm saying? So I think all those are good factors for for a recipe of finding a good, a good black woman. The thing, a lot of black women pretend they know, but they have no idea.
Right.
And a lot of black men don't know and try to act like they do know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just be your authentic self.
You only know what you know.
Yeah.
Be who you are and be open. Life. Be open to learning new things. So I need to thank the Black Talk Radio Network family for having us as a part of it. We're like a distant cousin, but we're coming on into the fold, and we appreciate you for your open arms. I need to thank our producer, Big P.
The P, the Big Papa,
of the one and only. Guys Talk and Smack and Listen to Music.
My hero.
And I also need to thank, I need to name this brother because he helps me too. Whenever we want these songs and I don't already have them in my playlist, he always has them. So I am naming Liam. Three Guys Talk and Smack and Listen to Music, our musical director. So thank you, Brother Liam, for always sending songs that we need for our show. So we are going to sign off now. And I think by the time this show airs, wait a minute. It's going to be after Christmas. So yeah. Let's just say Happy New Year, everybody.
And Merry Christmas.
Stay safe.
And Happy Hanukkah. And more importantly, Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. I think we probably in Kwanzaa by the time y'all hear this.
For real,
so happy Kwanzaa. So stay safe above all else.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on the other side.
And peace and blessings, family. And last but not least, don't settle and love yourself as you're going through the new year.
We hope you enjoy Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. Until next time, put love first. Hashtag Love Wins. If you'd like to reach us, reach out at lovewinswithellisandbenita@gmail.com.